With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Mandatory flood evacuation orders were issued today in Missoula. Edward O'Brien has more.
The evacuation order affects all Orchard Home area residences on Missoula's Tower Street to the north of 3rd Street. That includes Kerwall, Channel Drive, Nancy Lou, Keck Street, and Stone Street to the north of its intersection at Flamingo Drive. Missoula County Sheriff's spokeswoman Brenda Bassett.
Their window has closed in terms of final preparations. There's water in the area, whether it's moving water or standing water, and it's time to go. It's not safe to be there anymore.
Southwest Incident Management Team spokesman Mel Holtz says the Army Corps of Engineers has inspected all the levees in the Orchard Homes area.
They said that they do not predict with the current forecast that water will be going over those levees, and right now those levees are holding and they're looking like they're in good shape.
Downstream in Sanders County, officials are keeping a close eye on the eroding riverbank behind the sewage lagoons in Plains. The swollen Clark Fork River has recently washed away over 12 feet of riverbank, putting those lagoons at risk. Sanders County Emergency Manager Bill Nagley says the Army Corps of Engineers is now on the job building a reinforced levee, and he's confident they're going to solve the problem.
You know, we got the Army Corps here to stabilize the bank, and as soon as we get that done, we do have some room. I'm not too worried about them.
Helena Public Schools announced Tuesday that Rossiter Elementary is now completely closed due to floodwaters. No traffic of any kind is allowed on that property. Lewis and Clark County Disaster and Emergency Services Coordinator Reese Martin says overall the flooding isn't as bad as some may fear.
According to the county engineer that I spoke to, we're probably at the 7 to 8 year floodplain level. We're not at the 25 year or the 100 year, so it's not like it was in 2011 or, God forbid, in 1981, I'm being told.
Martin says that while there are no more than 4 inches of water covering most roads, motorists should be aware of dangerous water levels nearby, especially in ditches. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.